بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي زيد عمرو بن الاخطب الانصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال. There is a narration from Abu Zayd Amr ibn al-Akhtab al-Ansari radiyallahu anhu. This is a Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that lived for 120 years. And at that age also only a few of his hair had turned white. Otherwise his hair was still black completely even at the time when he reached his death at the age of 120. He narrates, قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الفجر. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم performed Fajr namaz for us, which was the normal habit and as usual. But on this occasion, a particular thing happened. وسعيد المنبر فخطبنا حتى حضرة الزهر. And then after the Fajr namaz, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam climbed onto the minbar and he gave us a bayan, a waaz, a khutbah, and that was till Zuhar, from Fajr time till Zuhar time continuously. فَنَزَلَ فَصَلَّى. And at Zuhar time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came down from the minbar and performed Zuhar namaz. ثُمَّ سَعِدَ الْمِنْبَرْ فَخَطَبَنَا حَتَّى حَذَرَتِ الْعَصَرْ. And then again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam continued with his bayan, and this was until the time of Asr. ثُمَّ نَزَلَ فَصَلَّى. At the time of Asr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came down and performed Asr namaz with the jama'ah. ثُمَّ سَعِدَ الْمِنْبَرْ فَخَطَبَنَا حَتَّى غَرَبَتِ الشَّمْسِ. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam again climbed on the minbar after Asr, and he made bayan until the sun set. So the whole day from Fajr until Maghrib time, the whole day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made bayan. This was one rare occasion. The ulama write that this was that Nabi sallallahu informed us, فَأَخْبَرَنَا بِمَا كَانْ وَبِمَا هُوَ كَاهِنٌ. He informed us all that had happened before and all that is what is going to happen in the future also till Qiyamah. The ulama write, well, if this was in the full details of everything that happened, then this was by way of a miracle. Like, for example, we have some miracles that there are people who read the whole Quran Sharif just as they mounted a horse. They put their one leg in the stirrup of the horse and reading Quran Sharif before they put the next leg, they completed the whole recitation of the Quran Sharif. All these are miracles. Like Mi'raj that took place of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is known as Khirq-e Adat, which is completely opposite and different to the normal procedure. These are known as miracles, which things which we cannot comprehend under normal circumstances. Otherwise, ulama write that this was the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of the major things, not everything in detail. In another narration it comes that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I was given the knowledge of all the people of before and the people of latter times. And of course, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most greatest knowledge after the knowledge of Allah ta'ala. Complete and absolute, infinite knowledge is exclusively only for Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. From there, whom Allah wants to, how much Allah wants to, Allah informs and gives to others also. فَأَخْبَرَنَا بِمَا هُوَ كَائِنْ وَبِمَا كَانْ وَبِمَا هُوَ كَائِنْ فَأَعْلَمُنَا أَحْفَظُنَا. And then the narrator of the hadith says, the most knowledgeable that was amongst us is the one who remembers it the most. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they in turn again informed the Ummah of this details also in various ahadith. They did not conceal anything, they informed the Ummah, and we have read this, we hear about this from bayans of ulama, from the kitabs of all this which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed. He informed about the events that will unfold close to Qiyamah. All that also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had informed. This knowledge was granted to him by Allah Ta'ala as a miracle. It was not account of his own knowledge. That is, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not alimul ghaib, that all the things of the unseen that he knows. How much Allah Ta'ala had informed him, so much he knew. It was the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he taught the ummah whatever was necessary for their eternal success and well-being in this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed the ummah of every detail, whatever was necessary for their success in this world and in the year after. And it was this that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on the plains of Arafat, Hal ballaghtu, have I conveyed the message of my Allah to you? And all replied in one word that undoubtedly you have conveyed the message and you have done full justice to your mission, and whatever Allah had revealed to you, which was all everything that was necessary for us, you have informed us. And till today, when a person goes for ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Rauza-e Mubarak, the common words that are used, and we thank Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَدْ بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَ, that you have conveyed the whole message, and this amanah that Allah Ta'ala had put on your shoulders, you have done full justice to that, and the whole of deen, you have conveyed it to mankind. So when we say that, we should learn these words also, and even in our du'as, where we read Durood Sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also contemplate on this, that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had brought the whole of deen to us. This might seem a bit far-fetched or a bit difficult for us to comprehend, that from Fajr till Maghrib, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on with the bayan, with no eating, drinking or anything whatsoever in between. Only for namazes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also stayed just there. And this was not announced before. Today if we go for a program for just 1 hour also, we know it is announced and we plan ourselves that it is for that 1 hour. But they just came for namaz, and the whole day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this bayan, which was an extremely important bayan, and once in his lifetime Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this.